For the 8th season in a row, the New England Patriots are the AFC East Division champions. They get to skip the first round of the playoffs and move straight to hosting a game in the second round. That's after a 16-3 victory in Denver yesterday over the Super Bowl champion Broncos. Joining us this morning after an overnight flight home from Denver is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
So did the Patriots undergo, a bit of an identity change yesterday when quarterback Tom Brady completed just 16 passes and preferred to hand the ball off a little bit more frequently, right?
Well, it was definitely a different type of game, almost like an old school Patriots type game. If you think back to the way they used to play in some of Tom Brady's first years with the team back in 2001, when they won their first Super Bowl, at the end of the first quarter of this game, Tom Brady was 0-for-6 passing. He hadn't even completed a pass. So they turned to the running game a little bit more, and they really relied on their defense to help them pull through.
Tell us a little bit about the new Patriots record that was set.
Sure. For LeGarrette Blount, the running back, he became the Patriots' all-time single-season record holder for rushing touchdowns in a season with 15. The prior record was set by Curtis Martin, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he set that back in 1995 and 96. And what was interesting about this is that LeGarrette Blount has been their top running back all season, and while he scored one touchdown, it was really another running back, Deion Lewis, who was their primary ball carrier in the game with 95 yards. It was his best game of the season.
You know, you've talked with us recently about the evolution of Patriots defense. How do you think that went yesterday?
Tremendous. Maybe their best game of the season, the way they played to hold Denver to 3 points. And Denver is not a top offensive team, but this unit has really come together nicely. One of the defensive captains, linebacker Dante Hightower, told me that the turnaround for the defense was November 20th against San Francisco. So about 4 games ago, he felt like they really started to come together as a unit. And you saw it in this game. They really do a nice job shutting down the running game of the opposing team. So their big guys up front are doing a really nice job. And their coverage players have come a long way. Malcolm Butler, their top cornerback, the Super Bowl hero, played a great game yesterday, and Logan Ryan, the other cornerback, had an interception that set up their only touchdown.
And Mike, as we said, the Patriots are in the playoffs. They're already assured a first-round bye. Their remaining regular season games are against the Jets in Foxborough Christmas Eve and then on the road against the Dolphins New Year's Day. Do those remaining games matter all that much to the Patriots?
They do. They matter a lot. And what they want to get is home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So while they have that first-round bye, they want to be the number one seed to have every game going through their home stadium until the Super Bowl. So to do that, they would need to either win these next 2 games, and they would get it, or win one of them and hope the Oakland Raiders, their only competition for that number one seed, loses one of their last 2 games.
And of course, Miami, we have a history with that.
That's right. So their next game against the Jets should be a win. The Jets have really struggled here this year, but Miami, the last game of the season, the Patriots had to go down there last year and win to get home field, and they couldn't pull it off. So it might be the same scenario again this year.
You know, this is the 8th consecutive division title for the Patriots, 14th in the last, 16 seasons. How unusual is that in NFL history? Where does that put the team?
Deborah, it's really unbelievable. No team has ever won 8 straight division championships like the Patriots. And we know the NFL is set up in a way where they want parity. They want new teams, you know, to become these division champions. So the Patriots really stand alone. This is remarkable consistency and sustained success.
Who or what do you think is key to the long-term success of this team?
Well, you start with the ownership. Everything starts at the top with the Kraft family and what they provide to the team. But then it's Bill Belichick, the coach. He sets the tone, and he has now won those 14 division titles, which you mentioned, passing Tom Landry and Don Shula for the most of all time. So Bill Belichick sets the tone. We talk to a lot of players over the course of time, and they say when they come to the Patriots, it's just different from other teams. It's the culture that Bill Belichick has implemented there. And of course, it always helps when you have a superstar quarterback like Tom Brady. There's no one like him.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Happy holidays.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and offers regular analysis here on 90.9 WBUR.